From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Two of the nation's largest computer makers are merging. Hewlett-Packard announced today that it is buying Compaq Computer for about $25 billion worth of stock. As part of the deal, the companies plan to lay off some 15,000 workers. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that the merger comes at a time of trouble for the computer industry.
Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina insists this deal would make sense in good times or bad, but it clearly comes at a bad time for the computer industry. Worldwide PC sales are down for the first time in 15 years, and aggressive price cutting by Dell has drained nearly all the profits from the business. Fiorina hopes to get a jump start by parking Compaq's car in Hewlett-Packard's famous garage.
This is, in our judgment, a game-changing move. This combination changes the game, and we are playing to win.
The combined company would be based in Palo Alto, but would maintain a significant presence in Houston, where Compaq was founded 19 years ago by a trio of engineers from Texas Instruments. The company would become the world leader in the personal computer business, selling nearly one out of every five PCs on the market. But as Fiorina herself acknowledged in a conference call today, that business is increasingly challenging as customers reassess what they want computers to do.
And what customers are saying that's being amplified by this downturn is, I want something different. I want more value. I want more choice. I want more options. The truth is, I haven't gotten enough return on my investment.
Businesses and consumers are more hesitant now about buying a new PC. Both HP and Compaq have been losing market share to the highly efficient Dell. By joining forces, the companies hope to save $2.5 billion a year. Some of those savings would come through layoffs, but Compaq's Michael Capella says the companies will also have to streamline their manufacturing if they hope to compete.
We both have the same philosophy about the improved efficiencies. We've both made a lot of work. We'll combine that, and we'll continue to make it even more efficient. We'll drive lower inventories down, and that's good news for both of us. And collectively, we all know that's the way to do it.
Capellas also promised the combined company would continue to push into the more profitable business of computer services. Like Fiorina, he says business customers are changing their approach to buying information technology.
They don't want to put the pieces together. They want to buy IT as a utility. They really want a trusted partner who can do it all. And there's only going to be a couple of companies that are going to be doing that, and we are absolutely going to be one of them.
Many observers were initially skeptical about the merger. Research fellow Martin Reynolds of Gartner DataQuest says there's certainly some overlap that could be eliminated, but he's doubtful about the company's ability to achieve long-term savings.
They couldn't achieve that inventory efficiency as smaller companies, so it isn't clear why they'd be able to do it as big companies with the confusion of the merger going on behind them.
Analyst Daniel Kunstler of J.P. Morgan is similarly doubtful about the planned push into computer services. He says it will take time and money if HP and Compaq want to compete in that business with the likes of IBM.
Before they can actually get to the point where they're bundling service and product and delivering computing as a utility, I think they'd have a lot more development to do and, in fact, maybe even some more catch-up. I'd never say never, but it's not what I would term a slam dunk.
Rob Enderle of Giga Information Group agrees. Making money at computer services is easier said than done.
The problem is neither company has really had a lot of strength here, and so you combine two companies that don't have a lot of strength, you don't instantaneously get expertise. They're better off than they were before, but not by a lot in the services area.
Still, Enderle generally approves of the merger, saying the combined company would be a formidable player. Executives hope the combination won't be so formidable as to draw opposition from regulators here or in Europe. HP's Fiorina says a team of company lawyers has been wrestling with antitrust concerns for many weeks now. She's optimistic the deal will win regulatory approval and close in the first half of next year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.